This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it's Tuesday, so I like to discuss some things with my primary guy that helps me shape my opinion when it comes to certain things, and that is Super Dave Harrington from CombatSpeed.com. How are you doing, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you this evening?
I'm good. You know, one thing I have never heard you talk about, and I've never talked to you about it. It's not classified. I just never have gotten around to it. I've never heard you talk about running a gun with a can on it, with a suppressor.
Okay. It's probably because it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
What are your questions? I mean, you know, there's, you know, quality suppressors, there's not so quality suppressors. You know, the biggest issue is blowback, you know, during the extraction and ejection phase.
Right.
From bolt unlock. But you know, it's pretty cool that you bring that up, because back in the day, when I was active duty on a gun team, I was dedicated number one man, and I was, my primary was an MP5 SD.
Okay.
And I ran that gun for like 4 years. So I was pretty much on top of the, you know, running the suppressed HK. And, I guess I, you know, got it out of my system, so to speak. And that's why I never really spoke to it. But,
well, I mean, I know that there's some inherent advantages to suppressing a AR-15, for example, because that basically overgasses the gun when it's suppressed, and then it runs faster, and of course you are getting all that gas back in your face and everything else, but you do get a little benefit out of it. My question, my question becomes, since handguns are, I mean, every time I talk to somebody about a handgun, while it's good to have a handgun and really master the handgun, and that's the primary gun most of us are carrying around here in the United States on a daily basis, it's really the weaker of the choices to pick, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If I know I'm going to be gunfighting, I'll definitely have a rifle,
yeah,
a rifle caliber something. You know, kind of the thing on the suppress thing, one, it's a distinct tactical advantage, because you can keep your location relatively unknown. The downside is the guns run hot. You know, and depending on, you know, if you're really in the mix, if you're mixing it up pretty hard, gun's going to get real hot.
Yeah.
And that can become problematic in just a matter of minutes. based on your volume of fire, your rate of fire, gun might get a little too hot to handle easily. But suppressing a pistol, that'll probably be the next fad in your everyday carry kit. Somebody will come out with a belt carrier for a suppressor. You add that to the pile.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, with a suppressor, now all of the threaded barrels I've seen for pistols means that the suppressor is going to screw on there. Do they work their way loose? Do you have to keep on tightening them? They get real hot, and you're having to tighten them, so you have to wear gloves.
They can be problematic. That's something to watch for. Yes.
Does it lessen the velocity? Yeah, the end cap. See, every time I've had a couple of guns, like I got my first Glock G45 was suppressor ready. And okay. I got rid of that barrel as soon as I could and just got a regular Glock barrel.
Right.
Just because that cap, I kept having to tighten up that cap every time I'd pull the trigger on the thing.
Right. Well, it's just what I was going to say is, that I call it an end cap. It's actually a thread protector. But little red Loctite on there, and you're good to go. But
can you take it back off with red, or is it?
Oh yeah, if you use a little heat, it's not a problem at all. I don't use blue Loctite anymore, man. Red Loctite is the new Loctite.
Ah,
blue just I run my guns too hot or something. Blue just doesn't work for me.
Right. I just found that interesting because. With the guns that I run, the self-defense ammo that I'm running in them, I'm trying to run the fastest, hottest stuff I can find unless I've found some 147-grain
subsonic.
I love running that, too. But most of the time I'm trying to find something that's hot. And the idea of getting out there and putting something in it that I'm going to bleed some of that velocity off of it, seems a little counterintuitive to me.
What do you mean, bleed a little velocity off of it? How?
Well, I mean, isn't it going to be channeling some of that gas does it lose velocity coming out of that can?
Oh no.
Or has it already built it up in the length of the barrel, and the can's just getting rid of the dissipating the sound?
Yeah, the cans are just trapping the gas, and preventing it from expanding and, going bang.
Right.
A lot of people call them silencers, but it's not silent. And there's always bolt chatter, depending on what type of firearm you're using.
Right.
Slide chatter, bolt chatter. But it's an excellent tactical advantage in respect to, like, initial contact or, snooping and pooping. But
how practical in today's world, though, do you think?
I don't know, man. It's kind of one of those better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Items. If it wasn't such a goat rope to go through and get them, I'd have them.
I don't own a single NFA item. I'm not going to go through it. It's not because, and it's because it's the goat rope that it is. Hang on for me.
Right.
We're coming up on the first break. Super Dave, he runs something called Combat Speed LLC, and he does, as he calls them, he does gigs all the time. He's always either doing a gig or he's getting ready to do a gig, and today he was out on the range. Probably training to make sure that he can bring you the razor's edge of it. If you want to find out what he's got going on, go to combatspeed.com. Find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington and get a guitar riff or two out of there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question. Do some people, when they're setting up a gun for self-defense, do you have people coming to you with they're showing up with a light and a red dot and maybe a laser and an extended magazine and all this other stuff, where it just about makes it impossible to hide this gun this way? I mean, can you get two tacked up for day to day?
I agree with that. I've seen it all. I've seen a lot of wacky stuff. And there's, you know, legit dudes running appendix with a dot and a light. Now, to me, the dot, light, laser, whatever accoutrement you can hang on them, to me that falls into the realm of a work gun.
Right.
You know, I would be running something like that out of a Safari Land fire rig or something. I don't know. But my
out of a holster where when it doesn't matter if it gets seen, right? That when you're talking about a work gun, right? Yeah.
Exactly. I have a Schlick G45. You know, that's my everything gun. Now I do carry a weapons light because my train of thought is if I anticipate or even if I suddenly find myself in a set of circumstances, I just put the light on the gun. How hard is it? You know what I mean?
I have thought about that.
But
I have actually thought about
carrying
that.
Yeah, I don't like carrying the big gun light combo as a concealed carry blaster. You know, I have, you know, one is none, two is one is none. I normally have at least two handhelds on me at all times. And it's just, you know, nobody's going to crack the code on kit and equipment.
No.
As long as, you know, we continue to enjoy, you know, freedom of choice, set your guns up however you can best set them up.
Right.
As long as it makes sense, you know, passes a common sense test.
I am trying to limit my setups to one accessory. So
why?
If I have, well, because once I set it up, like with a gun with a light on it, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you got to get a light. You got to get a gun with a light on it holster.
True.
And once you've got a gun with a light with it holster, like some of the Surefire lights, those will pop right on and stay pretty well. Streamlight, you need a screwdriver, you know, something
right.
like that, or a Torx head wrench to get that on and keep it tight. So with some guns where I'm going to have lights, I'm just going to leave them with just lights and not worry about putting a dot on them.
Okay.
Which works out pretty good because all of them are not cut for a dot. You can buy them nowadays in Optics Ready, right?
Right.
And so if I want one that's going to have a dot on it, I'm probably going to buy it Optics Ready. The guns that I have that have dots on them don't have lights on them. And I'm more likely to carry the one. But at the same time, what you just said made so much sense. I'm wondering if I have one Surefire light laying around here somewhere that would pop on just about any gun I've got and just stick on it.
Right.
Because that makes
That's
an awful lot of sense.
I just carry a weapons light and, you know, if I anticipate, you know, if it's a time-sensitive set of circumstances, and I can get away with just using a handheld, I'll use a handheld.
Sure.
If time is not a factor, then I'll put the weapons light on the pistol.
Wouldn't you want to put the weapons light on the pistol simply because if you're in a situation where you got to be guns out, don't you need both hands for reloading and holding the gun and that all that other stuff?
Well, yeah, it's always nice to have both hands to work with.
Yeah.
And that's, you nailed it. I mean, there's no other reason. Get the light on the gun and you don't have the control issues that you have using a gun light combo with a handheld.
Right. Right. I'm looking at stuff. I own one pistol that is service sized. No, two.
Okay.
I own two pistols that are service sized. Most everything else is basically either a Glock 19 type configuration or
right.
a Glock 45 type configuration.
Yeah, some flavor of compact. Yeah.
Easier to carry. All that other stuff. But when we get back, I want to talk to you about long guns. I know that normally we're talking handguns and everything, but
right.
I've been looking at the way some of these guys set up these long guns. And
okay, cool.
I want to know what you think about that because I only just discovered the other day that we no longer rule the night when it comes to night fighting. Did you know that had happened?
Behind.
Well, we're not behind anybody. Everybody just has to the same capability we have. They caught our stuff and back engineered it.
Right.
And the next stuff that's
coming me at all.
The next stuff that's coming up, you won't even put your weapon up to your face. You won't even do the cheek weld. You just aim the gun at it because you'll have something in your face that you're seeing through, and you're going to be looking through an actual camera that's
right.
going to be mounted on your gun. It's going to be gigantic.
Wow.
Sort of makes me glad I'm not in this generation. Huh?
If the concept is proved, it'll get downsized in time.
I'm sure
you have to have proof of concept first before they commit the money to downsize it.
Well, hang on for me. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. We're talking today about setting up your guns to go out the door. Do you need, what is too much? What is not enough? That's what we're talking about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nicholas made landfall along the coast of Texas as a Category 1 hurricane, bringing up 20 inches of rain to parts of the Gulf Coast. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George says the storm has caused widespread power outages.
We have a report of some power down power lines and also traffic lights out.
The storm is expected to move over Louisiana on Wednesday. President Biden is urging Californians to turn in their ballots to prevent Governor Gavin Newsom from being recalled. While speaking at a rally in Southern California last night, Biden saying a vote no would help keep the fight against the coronavirus, noting Newsom has the courage to lead during the pandemic. Crime a major point of Elder's campaign as he points out homicides are up 41% in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News. House Democrats unveiled some of their proposals to pay for their $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package that they're calling human infrastructure. Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson says he's confident more moderate Democratic lawmakers will either change or derail this budget package.
As you've heard from Senator Joe Manchin, he's got a top limit of somewhere between $1 and $1.5 trillion. We had Democrat colleagues last night and early this morning throughout our all-night markup that said, hey, we're spending too much.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. America could be getting one step closer to COVID booster shots for those 16 and older. The FDA is meeting this Friday to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of data submitted by Pfizer. The all-day session will be live-streamed on the FDA's website and YouTube channel. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Let's talk a little bit about setting up your rifle,
okay.
Your AR-15. So, where do you start on that?
Sight. I'll just describe my setup. 16-inch National Match stainless barrel cryoed BCM. I have fixed 3.5 power ACOG. I run a electronic aimpoint T2 electronic on the right rail, and of course it's suppressor capable, and it's Surefire Scout light. And that's it,
right?
Pretty kind of bare bones, but it, you know, the way I've got it set up, it works for me extremely well. Now, I did install the Law Tactical folding knuckle.
Those are great, aren't they?
Purposes, storage and transport purposes, yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, Vickers sling, two-point sling.
Right.
And that's about it.
Now, for me,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, for me, since I never served with, there was a bunch of things that were not in vogue when I was still in the service. One of them was optics. All of the M16s, M4s that I ever came across still had the carry handle as part of the weapon, and of course the sights were at the top of the carry handle. So you still had to go to the front sight post. I did not know what a quad rail was. The handguards were the round Mattel type. And nowadays, I'm either running, although I'm slowly sort of switching. What do you think about a 1-4?
Magnified optics, it depends. Really, in my mind, what's the max effective range of the base gun?
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Yes.
I start with that. Specifically, you know, AR in 5.56, you're looking at a 300-meter gun. So if you want to go with a magnifying optic, what power, so to speak, magnification power, is more than enough, you know, between adequate and more than enough for 300 meters? I've worked with, I guess you would kind of call it a tactoscope. You know, the low power variables for a work rifle. And what I found is I would, even though they're variables, I would find the best power setting that worked and leave it alone. I would never adjust it, really, for any reason, because I would want to see. You know what I mean? So, for example, if it was a 1x4, I would just crank it up on 4 and leave it there.
Right.
But that's problematic in and of itself, because I had, or always have had, an electronic for the short range piece. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And so when you're relying on a electronic for the short range piece, you can leave your magnified optic on the higher power setting, because you would only choose to use it when you needed it, when the
right
distance to the target supported it.
Right.
But I've never really, even my hunting rifles, you know, I have variable power scopes, but I find the best setting for the environment and leave it there.
I get that. What do you think about having a dot with a magnifier? Do you like those?
I don't like that, man, and I'll tell you why. To me, and maybe it's just my vision, but back in, this has been a considerable amount of time, when the magnifiers were first, you know, coming online, the dot kind of blooms a little bit. You know what I mean? Depending on the power setting you have it on. Like if it's, you know, bright daylight and you've got the light ramped up a little bit, powered up, if it blooms a little bit, of course the magnification aggravates that. The magnifier itself behind a electronic is problematic in and of itself if, you know, it's a swing sight or a swing magnifier that you can fold out of the way or fold back into place. I just didn't like it.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why I opted to go with an electronic with a magnified optic. you know, and set it up where basically the electronic sight is my short range sight, my, you know, say 0 to 100. And then if anything, you know, beyond 100, I need magnification for, I use the scope. And, you know, it's pretty simple. But no matter how you set your rifle up in respect to what you know or what you think, you have to practice and figure those things out. Figure
right.
out if it's going to work. Don't armchair quarterback it.
Right.
You know, it all sounds good when you sit around in a think tank and shop talk it, but things have a tendency to change considerably when you move from the think tank to the range and set it up to shoot it to find out what is actual.
Yeah, when you actually have to start putting it in play. Coming up on the next break, I got a couple more questions about the rifle when we get back. I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington. I'm talking to him about this stuff simply because sometimes I think some people get out there and get a handgun or a rifle, and they get out there and they think they got to build it in order for it to be complete. And I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I think there's things you can enhance the gun with, but that's why I'm asking Super Dave, because I trust his opinion better than me. Check him out at combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, talking about setup. What's good, what isn't good, what's necessary, what isn't necessary. And it really all boils down to what you can carry and what you can actually make work, right?
Absolutely. What do you like? Bottom line, though, is what can you afford? Because you can flat spend some money, you know, setting up a rig.
Yeah. I looked at the light that you run on yours, the Mini Scout.
Mm-hmm.
Almost bought it, but because it was on an AR, it's on a pistol setup, and I don't know if I'm going to have to redo it. I didn't buy that one. Simply because I think I might have to yank it apart and do some other stuff to it later on if the ATF does what they want to try to do. So yeah. I put a Enforce on it, which okay. I know that Enforce, everybody's like, well, Enforce is no good. It's pretty good. It's good enough for me. I'm not in combat.
Right.
I'm not in combat. I have a Holosun red dot on it. On this. This is a CZ Bren MS2. And, yeah. I like it because it's short. I have the lawman knuckle on it, like you were talking about.
Correct.
That was a genius piece of kit. Whoever came up with that, that guy's sitting around on the island somewhere. What about things like angled foregrips, vertical foregrips, stuff like that? What do you think about those?
You know, back in the day, I ran vertical foregrips, and I still do. The primary reason is I broke my left wrist once upon a time, so my wrist does not roll over and allow me to lock up on the forearm like I would normally be able to.
Right.
So the vertical foregrip works for me extremely well because of that reason. The other, physical techniques of stabilizing a rifle, I can't perform that technique because of my wrist. You follow me?
I do.
So I've never used anything else. But if it works for you, use it.
the reason,
you've got to work with it enough to be able to make, you know, a knowledge-based decision that it is, in fact, working for you or provides an advantage or it doesn't.
Right.
You know, just bolting something on the gun and, you know, running it for a couple of range sessions is not cutting it. When I say use it long enough to make a knowledge-based decision, I'm talking about, you know, maybe a month or two. You know, use it enough for, you know, as many different scenarios or circumstances that you can imagine and then make a decision.
Right.
I had a guy try to sting me on social media for a photo. It worked out. Kind of, I guess I caught the guy off guard a little bit. When a buddy of mine relayed the post, I just contacted the dude and said, look, man, if you'd like an explanation, call me and I'll tell you what's going on. And but the deal is running an electronic sight on the 90-degree rail or the 3 o'clock rail instead of a 45-degree offset.
Right.
And my train of thought behind it is in support of off-axis shooting, instead of having only one legit trajectory on the rifle, by putting it on the 90-degree rail with the weapon on its left side flat, gives me another true trajectory. And it also gives me positional advantage in respect to using, you know, appropriate cover and concealment. It just makes the weapon much more flexible. But if you look at it, it's out of the box. And I don't care what people say. You know, you always hear people say, you know, you got to think out of the box, or you got to get out more, you got to get out of your box.
Right.
And every time I get out of my box, man, somebody's wanting me to get back in it. I don't understand that part of it. But this setup I've got on a pistol caliber carbine, which is, in my mind, absolutely useful because the drop-off is so bad on a pistol caliber carbine. When you start, you know, if you're having to deal with you know, hitting the target off axis. And what I mean by off axis is generally the sights or your scope is on top of the weapon. And that's how you regulate it for windage and elevation to generate trajectory. Because if you don't, gravity is in effect at all times. So as soon as the projectile exits the bore, gravity is in effect and it's going to the ground. You with me?
I am.
So if you take a pistol caliber carbine and find yourself in a disgruntled position, firing position, in respect to off-axis aiming, the drop-off is horrible. And I'll give you an example. 50 yards, point of aim, point of impact, okay, legit, you take with a top-mounted aiming tool, scope or electronic dot, you turn that weapon on its side and fire, the drop was 2 feet to the left and 3 feet down.
Wow.
From, you know, the point of aim.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, got to do something about that. Now, it is, you know, as far as off-axis aiming goes, the same problem exists for rifle calibers, but it's just not, the drop-off is not as wicked or steep as it is with a pistol caliber carbine,
right.
And that's obvious.
Right.
But where the off-axis aiming is going to come into working for you with rifle calibers is at distance.
I get that. I get that. So I don't really have enough time to ask you about too many other things. I'll tell you some of the things I've decided not to have with my setup, although I am rethinking one of them. I don't use, at this point, I have not used offset sights like you were talking about. Although, if I'm going to use these magnified optics like you're talking about, I've got one that I'm definitely going to have to put some on for the DMR. Because when I'm running around, if somebody's up close, I can't say, listen, I need you to run about 200 yards that way, okay, so I can see you.
Right, thanks. I get it. Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about doing that, and I'm thinking about doing that with a couple of others. Not going to ever use a laser sight. And we'll talk about that next time. We're about to run out of time. First of all, thanks for joining me this evening.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. Super Dave Harrington. Combat Speed, LLC. Check him out on Facebook at Dave Harrington, also at Super Dave Harrington for his commercial page. And go check out his YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. Actually get a few little mini seminars there. Plus you get to see his attack vehicle that can go over everything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.